Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Before the show, we were talking and kind of joking about the idea that Chris Greer is such a great, great guy to all the Miami Dolphins content creators out there. If there's a running back available, Dolphins are going to be linked to him. If Tyreek Hill hits the market, you're damn sure Chris Greer is going to have a seat at that table. Legarius Sneed, the Dolphins have, what, two draft picks in the top 150? They have negative $50 million in cap space, and we're talking about Legarius Sneed? Well, Chris Greer is there talking to him too. And the most recent report that everyone seemed to have gotten caught up in is that Odell Beckham Jr., yes, that guy, OBJ, the one-handed catch, is in South Florida visiting with the Miami Dolphins. But days pass. He left. I actually think he might still be in Miami. Who would want to leave? Let's be honest. But days pass without a contract, and we're stuck sitting here. Hey, hold on a minute. SportTrack says that Odell Beckham Jr. deserves a contract of 1 year, $12 million. The Dolphins, oh, that's a mean voice crack. The Dolphins have $10 million in cap space. While there are nine teams that currently have over $25 million available to spend on current free agents. Guys, is it slightly possible that we put the carriage in front of the horse a little bit on the possibilities with OBJ coming to Miami, despite him hanging out, having a cup of tea in South Florida?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I wish I would have messaged you guys this when I thought of it, because there's no way for me to prove it now. But the day he visited, everyone was like, oh yeah, this is going to happen. This, you know, book it. And I sat back and I said, I don't think it's actually going to happen. Not today anyways, because the Dolphins and Chris Greer in particular, over the last couple seasons, he has had a price point for all of the free agents that they've brought in. And you've seen the Dolphins have multiple visits over the last few years that didn't actually result in signings because those guys came in and Chris Greer said, we will give you this amount of money and not a dollar more, take it or leave it. And sometimes these guys leave it. Sometimes they take it, but sometimes they leave it as well. And Odell didn't really and doesn't really strike me as a guy who's willing to go, oh, you know what? All right, I'll just take it. I'll do the easy thing and just take the deal. You know, Odell's a very proud person. He's had a good NFL career. May I whisper, maybe a little bit of an overrated NFL career, you know?
Like, just being a hater.
No, I like Odell, and I would be very happy.
So he signs
happy.
With Miami, then your tune changes real quick.
I am in favor of the Dolphins signing Odell Beckham Jr. to a team-friendly deal as a wide receiver three. You know, if you're bringing him in on that $12 million that SpoTrack says he can get, I'm not for that. I don't want that. Unless, again, you have 27 void years on the back of that, you can reduce his cap space down. Again, not even sure how that all works. But I would be in favor of the Dolphins bringing in Odell Beckham Jr., but I just didn't think it was going to happen on the day of the visit because I just didn't think the numbers would align, and sure enough, they haven't. So now we sit and now we wait. But it does still sound like there's positive vibes surrounding Odell coming to Miami, and it does make you wonder if this visit was more about, you know, checking the medicals, making sure, you know, he's an older guy, 32, about to be 33 years old, you know, making sure that he's healthy. And hey, again, post June 1st, we get $18.1 million from that Xavier Howard cut. Maybe Odell can get a little bit closer to the number he wants if he waits until June to do this signing with the Dolphins. So do I think it's going to happen? I'm leaning yes. Do I think it's going to happen anytime soon? I'm leaning hard no on that one.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Chris Greer thing, you know, offering contracts that, you know, he feels are suitable and pretty much saying take it or leave it. I mean, that's another great thing about him and going into the draft. I mean, I'm okay if they offered him a contract. They kind of lowballed him a little bit. They want to see what prospects might fall to them in the draft and maybe go that route at wide receiver three. But I'm not going to sit here and cry over spilled milk for 1 second if Odell Beckham Jr. signs with the Dolphins. It's funny, we're bringing up what Jake said. Spotrac's saying about $12 million. Dolphins have about $10 million. Isn't that Shaq Barrett money we were just saying we're going to be pissed about, you know, heading down the road? And I know we're 1 year early on that, but I think one thing we do have to remember, though, and I don't know if you guys see it, I've been, you know, coming on and off Twitter, but it's just so funny how many people, like you said on that day, you know, my sources are saying, you better get ready for this, Dolph. You better get ready. If you don't want Odell Beckham, you better get ready because he's about to sign. And here we are, crickets. And no one ever holds those people accountable. Everyone wants to have sauce.
Now's your chance, Josh. Now's your chance. Name names. Name names.
Everybody knows who these people are. Everybody knows these people are. And I'm not going to add anybody. But I mean, for me, it's just funny that we're still sitting here talking about Odell Beckham Jr. And hopefully there's a time comes when he wants that contract, right? Because that's what it all comes down to. If he wants that little bit of money, the Dolphins are willing to pay him.
Well, he doesn't even need money. He's got that Kardashian money now, right? Isn't he dating Kim K?
I don't know, man. That's
the rumors. Write it up for the Finsider.
How deep's your football knowledge?
Not everything's a story, Josh.
So I think people forget here, and there's more at work here than the Miami Dolphins are trying to sign a good player. I think people forget that while Mike Tannenbaum was the president of football operations in Miami, Chris Greer was the general manager of the Miami Dolphins.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
As you start writing up these stories, you start to identify some trends. And last year, 2 years ago, excuse me, we had the Dolphins traded for Tyreek Hill. Just like that, all of a sudden, Josh, what was it? Like 2 hours and Tyreek Hill's available. 30 minutes later, the Dolphins and Jets are the teams. 45 minutes later, he's traded to the Dolphins and he signs this new deal just like that. And then you're telling me all of a sudden when the Chiefs are struggling and want to try to trade away Legarius Sneed, they're trying to find trade partners. You're telling me that the Dolphins are just mentioned there just because it's Chris Greer just simply sniffing around with negative $50 million in cap space? What I think we're seeing is someone who knows that this is a team that got straight A's on the report cards. They know how much people like playing for the Miami Dolphins. And this is a nice way for the Dolphins to give OBJ a nice media boost. All of a sudden, you have Adam Schefter tweeting about him. You have all these different conversations going around, where all of a sudden OBJ might get that higher price contract. These aren't these private visits. The Dolphins make everything very loud and clear. They're very transparent with these things. You can tell that we're able to report on every single one of them. I'm genuinely interested to see here if this was kind of a passing in the street where, okay, OBJ, go see if you can make more money. We'll even hype you up with saying you'll come, you know, visit with us, but we're going to make it clear. We're going to sign you for our price, and that contract's going to sit out there if you'd like it. And it's kind of refreshing and interesting to see someone like Greer have a seat at every single table, even if he doesn't necessarily want it. If you could have it one way or the other, where you don't have a seat at a single table, or maybe you're 40,000 pounds overweight because you're eating every single buffet possible, I think I like this approach from Greer.
Yeah, I agree, Jake. Having a seat at the table is better than the alternative, and that's being iced out at every turn. So the Dolphins are not that franchise. The Dolphins are the franchise that has their hands in every bucket here, and who knows? Maybe they could pull out an Odell Beckham, you know, later on this offseason and make it work in Miami.
Yeah, I know a lot of people kind of joke and say, you know, the Dolphins have interest in every single player, every phrase, and every this and that. They do, but then there are times when they have legit interest, and there's so we can't even really tell the difference between the two, right? And I think it's all Chris Greer's master plan, and we're sitting here talking about Odell Beckham, but I don't think the Dolphins have to really rush that at all, right? I mean, we can sit here and name names on a list of these free agent guys that we could have some type of interest in. I mean, we wouldn't be upset if – yeah, and I do too. I didn't know if we wanted to go that route, but tell me who you guys – who else would you want to sign, Jake? Wide receiver 3, who else is on that list that catches your eye?
I think even if OBJ does come down from his price tag, I think it still might be a little more expensive than the Miami Dolphins are willing to spend. So if you listen softly in the distance, you'll hear another can rolling down the street, Merrick. Now, let me tell you about Russell Gage, a 28-year-old wide receiver who I think would be absolutely excellent in Miami. However, he did suffer a non-contact knee injury in August of 2023. He did not play last season, but I think this is just what the Dolphins could use at the wide receiver position. He has 4 touchdowns in 3 straight seasons, going from 2020 to 2022. Spent time with Atlanta, spent time with the Bucs. He has over 50 receptions in 3 straight seasons, and I think my favorite aspect of his game, in 2022, 340 snaps out wide, only 185 in the slot. 2021, 339 snaps out wide, 266 in the slot. So for someone who plays the majority of the time out wide, I'd love to see the Dolphins identify that boundary receiver where you could have so much more fun with Jalen Waddle in the slot. Dare I say, who would ever put Tyreek Hill in the slot? We know Mike McDaniel loves to do that. So looking more for that boundary guy, I think Russell Gage could be a nice skill set down the same path as OBJ, someone who you could line up outside and have a little flexibility, but not necessarily someone you need to feed consistently for them to really show their impact on the football field.
So, you know, you're talking Russell Gage here as a wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. I had one question and one question only. Is he fast? Because that's what the Dolphins care about. Is he fast? So I actually looked it up. Russell Gage, 40-yard dash at the combine the year he came out. 4.42. That's fast enough, baby. Let's go. I'm on the Russell Gage train now. Let's get him in.
I remember having Russell Gage in fantasy football, so I'll spin that any way you want, Jake. I mean, that's another wide receiver 3 that's out there. Other names I had like Hunter Renfrow written down, and DJ Chark. I wanted DJ Chark in Miami for a long time. But the point is, there's a bunch of guys outside of Odell Beckham, right, that they can bring in here, could fit that wide receiver 3 position and maybe produce more than what we've seen in years past. But I still think, as we talked about time and time again, Jonnu Smith, Devon Achane, those are probably going to be those guys that really bite into that wide receiver 3 production. But who knows anymore? Who knows what Mike McDaniel's going to come out with this year? I mean, if Odell Beckham signs, they might draw up all sorts of plays designed just for him. At least we'll get a guy that can actually catch the fade, though, right? That'd be great.
That would be fade. That, I mean, his most famous play in his career is essentially not necessarily a fade, but he might as well have caught it like a fade, you know? One-handed against the Cowboys.